What's up, guys? This is Nick Dougal from Thirst World Proms, and we're going to be talking about our favorite episodes from the past. And this one was kind of my favorite because I truly believe this is still is to this day that Bell is such a corporate guy. And my favorite episode I want you guys to listen to is Your Black Card Has Been Revoked. Now, I'm going to give you a little breakdown on this. So we basically start chopping it up whether or not Bell is a cultural sellout by not boycotting the NFL. Now, at the time, the NFL had this big deal with Colin Kaepernick taking the knee, and, you know, a lot of people were boycotting it and whatnot, but Bell just didn't have any of it. He didn't believe any of this. That's the cool part about this episode. And another cool part is we talk a lot about Trump. We do a lot of friction there. And basically, you know, we talk about a lot about survival. And I think this is such a cool episode to talk about now and listen to, because this is a two-year-old episode. So enjoy and stay tuned for season three of Thirst World Problems.
Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dougal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
YG was playing fucking basketball with, like, Carmelo and James Harden.
Did you hear about the Arenas thing?
No.
Arenas challenged Swaggy P to a shooting contest for $100,000, and Swaggy P didn't show up.
Really? Arenas. Man, Gilbert shoots, like, on his Instagram, he shoots all day on the shooting
machine. He stayed and shot and hit 97 out of 100 shots.
That's fucked. That's what Steph... Steph only hit, like, 94, 95 out of 100. Oh, how crazy is that? That was a point where he hit, like, 44 threes in a row, man. How fucking crazy is that?
Arenas?
Steph Curry.
In the league? Like,
Arenas warm up. Warm up? Arenas used to be one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
What's that?
Arenas used to be one of my favorite players.
Until the gun violence?
No, no, he was still...
Oh, he still... Yeah. Yeah. The gun violence...
When he retired, yeah. When he left, that's when he...
It wasn't even violent, man. That's every fucking second person in the U.S. could do that. You know what I mean?
I honestly don't remember him after the Wizards. He didn't play for anybody else, did he?
No, no one else signed him after the Wizards. No one did.
I'm going to say Memphis for some weird reason.
No one signed him.
Seems like Memphis would do that.
No one signed him.
Pick up some gum.
Because keep in mind, if he was under contract, right? So no one wants to take that contract on.
Right.
Because the Wizards...
Yeah.
The crazy thing is the Wizards signed him to that 100, whatever, 11 or whatever.
Which was crazy at the time.
Crazy. Ridiculous contract.
Like 7 years or something?
And that's him coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah. 7 years or something, right?
Just 6 years, like 111.
Yeah, yeah.
And the crazy thing is that gun thing happened like that year or like whatever. And like you can't trade him. So they were just crippled for like 6 years because no one's going to take... You trade Gilbert Arenas, you have to take on $111 million.
Wouldn't you still play him? Wouldn't you still pay him that much?
I would have still played him, man. That's kind of weird. They did that.
That much money?
Me too. I would have still...
I guess we just, like, think about the...
No more. Look at Rashard Lewis, man.
Think about the locker room, what would happen.
What about Rashard Lewis? Rashard Lewis had a 120 mil contract.
There's so many guys that got...
Rashard Lewis, man. Who the fuck is Rashard Lewis?
Man, Rashard... He used to go in Orlando days, man.
Yeah.
Well, Arenas was crazy. He had, like, back-to-back seasons of, like, just under 30 points. Like, he used to be the guy, man. Like,
Hibachi.
He was, like, the original, like, blogger for the NBA.
He started a lot of that social media stuff.
Yeah, he was big onto that, yeah. People forget he was big on that, yeah.
Yeah, he loved that. Loved that. All right, let's do this. Ready? Now we talked a little bit. This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems. I'm in studio with my man B.
I'm always here.
And I got Nick Dougal.
Hola.
Hola. Guys, I want to ask you guys something. NFL's back. Everyone's excited to watch the NFL, all right? I had a buddy the other day. I asked him if he saw any of the games, and he's like, nah, black guy. Talked to him. He's like, nah, I'm not watching this season.
This is a racist question. I can feel it.
It's getting there. It's getting there. It's a cultural question. That's what we say, okay. Right? So I asked him, how come you're not watching? And he says, well, because the whole Kaepernick thing, man. Like, if they're in a blackball Kaepernick and they say that they have to get rid of him because the fans aren't supporting him or whatever, I'm going to show that I'm also a fan, and now I'm not supporting you. So, I mean, this is something, like, especially in the States, you hear a lot about, right? Especially the race and the culture starts to get into it. And I was thinking, I was kind of like, whoa, like, that's pretty heavy. That's good for you, man. Like, you're making a stance and you're following through. Then I was like, I hope he doesn't ask me not to watch too. Because
you wouldn't do it.
I don't think, I'm not doing it, right? So I'm not doing it. And I'm like, I'm going through the same thing that this guy's going through, except he's taking a moral stance on it and being like, no, I'm going to put my priorities first. Whereas I'm still watching the games. And I mean, I love NFL football.
So does your pride, did you just flush your pride down the toilet?
Well, that's just it. Mm-hmm. That's just it. And like, morally, like, am I doing the right thing, the wrong thing? Should I not be out there supporting too? Have you guys ever found yourself in a situation where it's like, for lack of a better word, we're just not really like representing?
Didn't you on an older podcast say that you would commit murder? I don't think we should be talking about your morals, man.
That's,
that
that's actually pretty good.
If the situation arises, you have to do it. Okay? But like, no, seriously, like, just day-to-day lives, like, as three visible minorities, I mean, different situations have to come up in our lives where you've got to deal with something that's a little bit different than what the mainstream would have to deal with. And do you always do like the culturally appropriate
thing? I think you two are more hardcore football fans than I am. Like, I'll watch it. Don't get me wrong. I don't know what's going on, but I won't be so deep into it where I'll sit there on Sunday and watch every game.
Fuck,
that's how you are, right? Yeah. So that's how you guys are. See, I'm not like that. I'll watch, I'm a 49ers fan, so I'll watch a 49ers game. But if it's like a main, Sunday night football game, if it's big, I'll watch it, right? Or if it's a Monday night football game, I'll watch that. But if it's like, the Lions versus, I don't know, give me another shitty team.
Who'd they just play?
The Lions versus the Lions, Jets, right? Oh, if it was like that, like, obviously I'm not going to fucking...
I did watch more of that game than I want to admit, even though it was a blowout.
Yeah, man. First play? Don't get me wrong. Like I'm not going to watch that game throughout
this. Fantasy implications, man. I need to see Marvin Jones get a few snaps.
See, I don't need to watch... I don't need to watch football to play fantasy football. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well...
Like, I can go by the highlights and be like, okay, I know what...
It keeps you kind of plugged in, though, at the same time.
But at the same time, it keeps you plugged in. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, to you guys, like, to me, if I stop watching football, I think I'll be okay with it. But I don't know about you guys. I don't think you guys would be okay with it.
Oh, man.
I'm just guessing here.
It's tough. That Sunday night game is probably, like, one of my favorite times of the week. My favorite, like, 3-hour block of
so
the week.
So dope. Man, I love it, man. It's just football takes center stage. You get that a song going in the back, Sunday night. It's just fucking the next 3 hours.
And then first commercial, Colin Kaepernick, Nike.
Right. I let everyone talking fucking about. Turns that shit off.
Well, that's the thing. I had to close my eyes on that commercial because when I'm watching that...
I feel like a white supremacist here.
Right? Well, exactly. I feel like a sellout. Like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, but... You can't. That doesn't really make sense, though. Like there's no problem with like if you that question that you were asking in terms of like your friend or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Just because the NFL's like, what did he say? The NFL's allowing it or something? Or what was he saying?
Well, how they blackballed Kaepernick out of the league for protesting peacefully, right? And then they pretty much said the priority was they want these guys all to stand, right? Because it alienates fans or whatever. But I doubt that's a lot of not even just black, but I'm sure most visible minorities aren't really offended by Colin Kaepernick's protest.
I don't really think
protest.
Most players are, honestly, man. That's what my thing is. Like, I don't think most of the players are. It's just higher up, like owners and shit. They probably feel like a lot of. I'd love to see emails, like league emails and stuff about that. That'd be telling.
When I'm gonna try not to make a joke of this, but I'm gonna be at the Raptors and Celtics game. And obviously they're going to do the national anthem. I'm just going to fucking go on one knee, man. I'm going to go on one knee and do it.
For the Canadian anthem, you're going to go one
knee. No, the American national anthem, because they play both, right?
Oh, yeah, they are going to play both.
So I'm going to go on one knee. Fuck.
That'd be hilarious.
You guys have never been in like a cultural situation where you felt like you might have been like,
had to go with it?
had to go with it or like felt bad for not going with it.
Is he
like,
is he just okay? Is your friend just doing it because of?
Seems like he doesn't understand what's going on.
Does he understand the whole situation?
Yeah, yeah, he's aware.
So basically, he's upset because what Colin Kaepernick was doing was to not promote, but have a gun violence awareness, and people are pushing it towards you're disrespecting the military and you're disrespecting the flag, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why people, you know, he's blacklisted from the NFL. So he's upset over that. Or is he upset that?
Well, he's upset over that aspect of it. But I guess the real point that he emphasized for me was that the fact that the NFL is only real, when he keeps saying, well, we're losing fans.
Who's saying that, though? Who's saying they're losing fans?
Well, that was part of the report of like why ratings and stuff were down.
That's bullshit, man. Right? TV ratings are down everywhere.
Let me tell you something about TV ratings, okay?
They're down everywhere, bro.
TV ratings does not exist anymore. Reason why being is because everything is streamed. Okay? So TV ratings has to do with how many TV sets you have at your house. So minimum 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like that. So that's how they calculate everything. So when you're watching live TV, they're talking about like cable satellite TV. Not, you know, DAZN and all that shit. They're not talking about that because they can't calculate that, you know?
Yeah.
So they can't do that. So it shows that ratings are down, but are ratings really down?
No, they're probably way higher. They're probably actually higher than... How much accessibility is there, right?
Exactly. So, like, you would never see, like, you could probably look up numbers of how much subscribers DAZN has, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
DAZN?
Yeah.
DAZN or... Dezen? Yeah, I think it's DAZN.
Yeah, it is DAZN. I always say DAZN, but yeah,
well, you could see how much subscribers they go by and how many streams they do by games, and that's probably just something ridiculous numbers, right? So there's so many ways that they can find out, and when they do that, they just in the end, like they always try to pinpoint, like you know, nitpick is what I'm trying to say. They try to nitpick little things like that, and when people do use ratings, it's either one, you're old and you don't know how streaming works.
Well, that's probably the NFL constituency.
Well, yeah, like as you can see, like when you listen to like Trump tweets, he's always bashing the NFL, like, oh, ratings are down again. Yeah, but no one fucking reads the ratings anymore, man.
Yeah, it's not, look a, at back it's not
the,
a standard.
Look at Monday Night it. Raw, man, back in the day. They used to go against the Super Bowl, man, back in the day in their primetime days, man. You know what I mean? But nowadays, everyone's streaming, man. UFC, like even pay-per-view's gone. They go, oh, pay-per-view numbers are down. Yeah, that's because people are streaming pay-per-views these days. You know what I mean?
It's not cable TV.
It's not cable, man. Yeah. Nobody does that. Cable TV is basically like VHS or CDs. It's going to be dead soon.
Well, I was surprised the other day. I guess it's for all our American listeners, it's TSN is the Canadian equivalent of ESPN. And they had a commercial on the other day just talking about TSN Direct, which is now basically just streaming it. They're like, you don't need to have cable or whatever. As long as you have an internet connection, get TSN Direct. Right.
I was like, so obviously you could see the direction that they're going because they know that, hey, one, TV is very expensive these days.
It's ridiculous.
Unless you're on a like promotion, TV's really expensive to get, man.
Always the play.
Well, because when you have the least amount of people, these networks need to jack up the price. So it shows that they can keep up for paying all that, right? But when you have places like Netflix, who, you know, they're streaming how many services. Again, let's go to wrestling here. So they stopped doing pay-per-views. Right?
Yeah.
They still call it pay-per-views, but their pay-per-views are on their network. So whatever, so you're paying, so in Canada, I think it's like $12 a month or something, but you're paying $12 a month for all this content. WWE doesn't even have to pay pay-per-view. They get everything. They can do more shows. They can do whatever you want because it's under theirs, and they still make more money.
Yeah, plus it's $13 for
$13
even for 10 months, for example. That's $130 bucks. What's the average fan going to buy half a pay per view a year?
Exactly. So now they can watch every pay per view. That's all they want. Yeah. Eyes to the screen, right?
Eyes to the screen plus more money.
UFC just made a deal with Amazon Prime Video, so now all their pay per views, all their fights, they're all going to be on Amazon Prime. So they're cutting out pay-per-view. Everyone's cutting out pay-per-view because why spend, you know, $80 on a fight when, is that the one fight? Like, how many times could you order a pay-per-view? Like, that shit gets pricey, man. You know what I mean?
The thing, well, the average fan might order it once.
Once. So now they realize that, hey, you know, if we have Amazon Prime, especially on Amazon, which they're going to promote a $1 trillion company, like the second $1 trillion company in the world, right? They're going to advertise UFC easily. So how many eyes have Amazon Prime? So many people have Amazon Prime.
Well, it's so crazy that all of these, like, basically all the major sporting leagues are going after their own networks, right? To do the same thing. You've got your MLB Direct, you've got NBA Courtside, NHL, I don't know what it's called.
But even like those things, but NBA even those courtside, things.
This guy's making up his own names, man.
Isn't that what it is?
NBA Courtside?
Well, what is it? Isn't That's why it we game got the U tier. I don't know. You just told me it wasn't courtside.
Isn't it game time?
But even those things.
Game pass, sorry.
But even those things are out of date right now. Again, when the NBA, when MLB, when they all, like, NFL's ahead of the game because they didn't make their network. They gave it to somebody for those games to play, right? But, like, remember how some games that you couldn't even watch in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, the blackout.
The blackout, right? But imagine if the NBA started doing that. They had their own network. You can watch any game you want. You can watch any content, you know, interviews, documentaries, everything like that. Yeah, they have a channel, but when you can create, when you can watch your own thing whenever you want, play it anytime you like, people are going to buy it. And you're only doing it for under $10, people are going to jump on that, no problem.
And plus, we're not even taking, we haven't even talked about illegal streaming. Like, how much does illegal streaming take away from,
easily.
From cable fucking
millions,
views?
Then.
Are you joking? That's probably out of 100% of views. I would say, if I had to guess, maybe 25% go to cable. Maybe like 25% to subscription service like DAZN and whatnot. Easily 50. Man, you can go on Reddit on a Sunday morning, within seconds find an HD 1080p stream of Red Zone and any single game you want, straight up, perfect stream, no issues. Yeah, I might be 30, 40 seconds late, which I hate. That's one thing I need cable. I have to keep cable because it's too dated. I've tried all subscription services. It's always late. And for some reason, to me as a fan, it just gets me a little choked. But nonetheless, like, you can get, you with a simple internet connection, you can get anything. And that's the majority of people. Think about how many people just get free TV and don't even have to pay for it.
Right.
How many people have those boxes and what? No, I cut the cable. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, no, I one cut in the this cable house, and I'm.
Please stay away.
Well, yeah,
but like even like illegal streaming, like look at the backlash that's happening with that. So many people are doing that because one, people don't want to pay so much money just to watch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, predetermined game. Packages but, and stuff, right?
Like for perfect example of like how many people used to illegally download music. Now you have Spotify, Apple Music, all this shit. People are paying for that. And now you
convenience
have
convenience seems like it takes over.
Well, that's just
now
it.
People are having
it
that.
Easy
and,
for us. We'll
and
use
I'm pretty
that.
Sure less
will pay for it.
Yeah, people are like less people are probably, you know, doing downloads and stuff.
And that ends our cultural discussion.
Another thing is, have you guys seen the show Who Is America? Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh yeah.
So watch. Have you seen it? No. So basically, it's on Showtime. So Sacha Baron Cohen dresses up at these like he dresses up as this like Kazakhstan former like terrorist guy. Hilarious. And then he dresses up at this like typical you know American like balding guy. So just the stuff that he does is he basically just promotes and just makes not makes fun of, but like he just makes a fool out of these like politicians, people who are pro Trump and all this stuff. It's super funny. Like there's one where he's talking about they're building a $500 million project in Arizona, some random place in Arizona. You can see the crowds also all rednecks and stuff. And he basically says it's going to be the biggest mosque outside of the motherland kind of thing. And people are just losing their minds. And they're like, it's just their truth just comes out how they feel and stuff like that. And like, it's just super funny. Like if you watch this, watch it on YouTube. If you have clips, like it's so good. And then he like, and these Trump supporters, like he trains them how to defend like people who are anti-Trump and stuff like that, and he just makes them do like weird shit. Like, oh, it's just so good. Like, that's it's so clever, and I think he's so smart, man. Like, when it comes to comedy and politics, he's like, He's just a brilliant.
Oh, it's one of those shows though that where it's just like it's hilarious because you're finding actual people that do this stupid stuff, but it's also so cringeworthy where it's just like, man, please tell me these people aren't actually going to end up doing this. They're not going to actually do this. And then they do it.
My biggest thing is when you do shit like that, any show, you always have to sign a waiver, right? So I wonder how he got to get these people to sign waivers.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I had. I think, don't quote me on this, but someone had said they agreed to do the show, mm-hmm. right?
But you but don't have to say what it is.
Yeah, you don't have to specifically say what the show is, right? Yeah. So they just go in there as whatever, and then people are like, oh, well, it's this talk show. Yeah. Okay, I'll be on that. And then it's just the way the interview is slanted, and I think it's still just like one shot or whatever it is. Yeah. It's not really edited to make him look dumb.
Yeah.
It's just the crazy questions that he asks. And then when you find out the truth behind it, then it's that scenario where you kind of look in a bad light or whatever, right?
Only in America, man. That's wild.
Because
he's in jail, right?
Yeah, that too, but it seems like he doesn't want to. He's a little bit different because he put that song out, and like that song went hard when it dropped. It still goes hard when it drops, because he's not there to drop anything else, so it's not like, oh, he tried to drop this.
Do something else.
He
left it as
when that shit drops, it still goes hard, right? So he could be a little bit different. That might be the strategy of these one-hit songs to like...
Right.
And he had dropped one too, like he dropped like some like Bobby Bitch or something like that, I'm getting body. I don't know what he was saying in there, but like people liked that song. But then he went to jail, right? So like,
what did he go to jail for?
I don't know. He had just like I think guns or something, man. Yeah. Something dumb.
But yeah, but like, and I was trying to explain to him, like, man, there's a huge pool of one hit wonders that'll never get to the next stage. Because one, they don't want to change. Two, they're just riding on that one fucking song. And, you know, and that's it, right? Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to evolve? You always got to look at the next step. Yeah, I think with anything, you always
got
to look at the next step.
They got social media, though, is a thing. Like, you'll have some of the most popular NBA players. Like, say, for example, say, I don't know, Kevin Durant might have, 8-9 million followers on Instagram, maybe?
Right.
But then you have a Lil Pump or something, they'll have, 6-7 million. So it's like, yo, what? Like, this top three, top five talent... And then this other guy who's just one song has this many. But then it's not even just off the song, man. These guys are going to make so much money off advertisers wanting to use their pages. And so it's a little bit different. It's not just music now, but definitely like sooner or later, like who's going to, if your music isn't there, you're not that advertising influence, mm-hmm. right?
Well, that's just it. When you're talking about social media, I heard the craziest thing the other day where like Catch Me Outside Girl, because of her following on social media, well, you heard her, she got an album, all that shit. She gets paid.
She has an album?
Yeah.
She has an album,
yeah. She gets paid $40,000 a post by advertisers.
Well, you got to keep in mind, pay $40,000, you're reaching, 20 million people, man?
Yeah. Look at The Rock.
That's like the new form of
The Rock in his movie contracts. If he promotes the movie on his social media page, he gets a mill just like
that. Yeah.
That's written
just like that. Written in his contract.
And the crazy thing is, he just gets to decide when he wants to or when he doesn't want to, right?
He was smart, man, because what he did was his own production. He put that in his movies, so now he's buying movies.
Yeah, well, that's
and he's making them. But and people are like, you know what? If the Rock's going to be in it, it's going to make money, crazy money.
Yeah,
doesn't matter how shitty the movies are. Don't get me wrong; like Rock movies are decent. They're not like...
Have you seen Jumanji, man? That's more than decent.
You know, it's not like it's going to be like Oscar worthy, because he's riding that train, right? What he knows.
Skyscraper.
I've never seen it.
No kidding, because no one should. But everyone's going
to
see it.
But people like it though, man. Like, people like that shit.
He's got no legs.
Do you like the
fastest? It's an easy movie to watch for moviegoers that... don't get up every time something crazy drops. It's like, oh, let's go see a movie. Oh, The Rock's in it.
Do you like The Fast and the Furious?
I do now.
I didn't always. You didn't like it when it was good?
I didn't like it when it was just all like about the cars. But now that
what do you mean? That's the whole premise of the movie.
Not anymore, man. You got
what's it about?
Now, man.
This is about oiling the Rock's pecs or what?
Well, that's it. No, I saw the Rock bottom in the movie.
I knew it was for me, man. Fucking cars flying building to building.
But that's the thing, man. People like that shit. People just like. People like shit that you just don't have to think.
Just like this guy, man. Simpleton.
Oh, man. Put it on there. Let me relax. People, if I'm going to watch an action movie like John Wick movies, Simpleton, you're not watching John Wick movie for the deep, complex plot. You want to just watch that because you want to see someone get shot in the head, man.
Like, again, like, you'll never see The Rock. What The Rock's doing is he's picking money over, you know, awards. What's awards going to get you in the end, really, in the Hollywood industry?
Depends if you're an actor or, like you said, if you're a movie star, right? There's that distinction.
Would you rather be an actor or a movie star?
Oh, I'd much rather be a movie star. Exactly. I don't think there was any question that any of us
are
just waiting for a chance to sell out.
Look at fucking Ludacris, man. Ludacris makes one fucking movie a year, man. And this guy probably gets paid
more than
his music ever, man. He probably gets paid like 10 mil.
Oh, he's going to put a diss track out about you if you keep saying stuff like that.
Please do, man. They'll help me out. But like... 10 mil a year. Look at Tyrese, man. This guy's broke as a motherfucker, man. Broke as a motherfucker, man. Somehow he's still in movies.
Well, that's why he was mad at The Rock, right? Because The Rock wasn't making a Fast and the Furious quick enough for him.
He's just pissed.
He wanted to hurry up and get another one out.
He's got to pay his house. He's got to pay that mortgage.
They just axe his ass next time.
You know what I mean, though? Like, it's... In the end, like, I think that's the only industry where... People don't really care about awards. I guess you could say that about music, too. A lot of these guys don't give a shit about awards.
Well, just like what B was saying, like, all these kids, especially coming up, like, no one's out there trying to get super lyrical. Yeah. They're just trying to get fans and trying to get bank. Like, every time you see any of these... Who is the kid with his painted hair? 69? Takashi? Is that... Yeah.
Okay. That Takashi?
Yeah.
Takashi?
6ix9ine?
Like, yeah. He's just all ridiculous on social media and just trying to be a troll. Like, that's all that guy does. And people love him, like, just being
ridiculous.
Yeah, but
he makes money. Like, he makes money doing that. That's a crazy thing.
Well, that's like you were saying, man. Like, it's just a different thing. But like, as opposed for him getting an award, you think he's going after a Grammy? Like, what's the chance that guy ever going to have win a Grammy?
But these guys don't care about that.
No, well, yeah.
Is a Grammy going to make them more money, or does a Grammy just get them a different status of?
Yeah, but like, fuck the Grammys. I would say, like,
exactly my point Grammys right here.
Really, like,
would you rather be Kendrick?
At the same time, just because. Say these guys are coming up or whatever, like, why do I have to try and get a Grammy? You know what I mean? Like, the main thing an artist probably is doing is that's for your work. You're trying to make money, right? That's what these, like, young kids are doing.
These kids just want
but
to
just
because
there's some established, like, fucking theater of, like, fucking trying to get a Grammy and your praise and shit that, like, someone came up with doesn't mean they all have to try to get that. You know what I mean?
But I think it makes you in the elite level. Like,
those people think?
Would you ever see Jay-Z, like, do any tracks with these little bums?
No, but that's different because that's Kanye. That era, though, right? That's that era.
Yeah, but Kanye's just trying to be relevant right now.
Yeah.
Jay-Z doesn't need to, man. When you fucking have the best fucking singer on this planet, man.
Yeah.
Beyonce, 2 billion
net worth.
Yeah, together. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, man. Have you seen Jay-Z these days? Guy shaves his mustache and shit. Just looks... brutal, man.
who's the best, like, up and coming rapper from, like, the younger generation? Like, who's not even the best, who's the most popular?
Most popular?
Most popular.
What do you mean up and coming, though?
Like, just younger generation, like.
Like, kid?
Yeah, like a little something.
That's tough, man. I would probably say 6ix9ine's pretty popular, man. Like, 6ix9ine's pretty.
Yeah,
he's pretty popular, yeah. Like,
so would you rather be like a Kendrick or like a 6ix9ine?
Oh, easy Kendrick. That's right. Not even a question. Well, Kendrick's like, in terms of rap and whatnot, man, like, people put him top 10 already. Like, yeah.
But like look at the difference between that. Like, this guy wrote an entire soundtrack for an album. The Black Panther soundtrack, that was all him. You know what I mean? Like, he gets opportunities to do stuff like that.
Yeah, and plus all his albums are, like, just, like, Grammy nominated.
Yeah,
and
like what I'm trying to get at is I think a lot of people just don't look at the big picture. They just look at what's in front of them, and that's it. And then they just don't...
You sounded like an old man. You're saying these millennials just want that instant gratification?
No, I'm not saying that. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like all that shit. But I mean, like, I think, it, like, if you want to be big, I think you always got to look at what's next. You can't be comfortable with what you have right now.
Well, that's the thing. That's why there's no one. All these guys, like, all I know, Lil Pump is Gucci Gang. That's it. I don't know anything else.
Yeah, right.
I literally don't know one thing about him after that. 6ix9ine's a little bit different because he doesn't put out like albums and shit. He just put it just a fucking single every time.
And you make money now off of singles.
Yeah, and a lot of time, those singles and whatnot have like a lot of like. They have a lot of like gang influence too, right? Like actual real like gang influence where like when those songs drop, it's a lot of like these New York and like these actual, you know, like legitimate gangs, not just like jokes and whatnot, mm-hmm. right? So that's how it kind of starts and it's always like in these areas and that's how it gets so popular, right? So like, and then in the club it bangs, like... Then, like, other rappers like him and whatnot, because it's like, holy, he's actually putting, like, these places on and whatnot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then, like, if it's Lil Pump and there's Gucci Gang, like, no one's going to grab your album, man. Like, it's right. not going to happen, right?
Exactly.
So.
That's why you guys stick with the good old Ray Charles.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
That's why I was so happy that M came back, man, and was just blasting all these kids, telling them to get off his lawn, man. Angry Eminem is still one of my favorite.
But the problem is with that is I love Eminem. Like Eminem Show is the first album I ever bought. Eminem is one of my favorite rappers.
I appreciate him now than I used to.
Yeah, I love. Like I've always loved Eminem. But the thing with Eminem is the thing I feel like he sometimes doesn't understand is the people that he's saying this shit to. Like whatever he says, right? Like, oh...
To everybody. He went after everybody.
Everybody, but more so, like, these mumble rappers and whatnot, right? Is like, man, them and their fans, the problem is they don't care. It's not like Eminem says this and then, like, I'm sitting at home listening to Gucci Gang. I fucking hear this news about Eminem's album and I listen to it and I'm like, you know what, Em, you're right. I'm just going to listen to just real rap now. Whatever you think that is. That's the problem with what Eminem says is it doesn't translate like that. Like, these kids don't care, man. They don't want to... They don't want to...
Isn't that the problem? Isn't the problem that they don't really care? But is that a problem,
though? That's the thing, though. You don't know if that... Like, because that's what it used to be. So you don't know if that's a problem because, like, if M does that and it's like, yeah, all these mumble rappers, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, you know what, Eminem? Yeah, like, you're right, man. Like, I'm just not going to listen to this guy anymore. I'm only going to listen to you and your, like, dope raps and your life and whatever you're talking about. To us, that's cool because, like, more like normal rap, as it's known, is that's what we kind of know, right? But, like, a lot of younger kids, like, you're 18, 19 or something, like, they don't care, man. They just want to have a party music. They don't care what Eminem says. They just say that's boring. Like, they don't give a fuck. They want a sick beat. They want the hook. And that's it, right? So do you think the problem is the audience that Eminem's trying to reach with it, the kids he's trying to reach, it kind of goes against him, man. He doesn't reach anyone. Like, I haven't heard anyone talking about Eminem in terms of that. I've seen, like, us talk about him. Or I've seen, like, rappers that came up with him talk about him, like 50 Cent, or like, oh, M just dropped a crazy album. He's killing these.
Well, that's just people in the hip hop community, right?
Yeah, that's the problem because M's been trying to do that for a long time, do the, like this, right? It's just now he has a good album to do it with. But he's had songs over and over. Like, I don't know if you remember Syllables, like in 2011 or something, mm-hmm. the same exact topic. Like, they want is
a strategic plan.
Yeah, but it's just, it doesn't work, man. That's right. The thing. Like, it's just. People are just wired like backwards. It's not like, oh yeah, you're right. Let me pop your music in.
Well, I guess that's the thing too. Like, and do you think that he shouldn't have gone after him? Like, I mean, the people that he's talking to and people that are like, you know, like what they call them, like real hip hop heads, like they're saying, all right, finally you're going to get some content and you're going after people. So you're giving them the angry and you're actually having a reason behind it. And then you're saying you got the younger kids that aren't quite into anything and they're just going to ignore it. But at what stage is like just enough enough? And then you have to just get back to actually talking about what hip hop is or is supposed to be. And at least it starts the conversation like, where's this going to grow into?
Well, I think that's just what it is when we're talking about that, it's so short lived, the songs and whatnot. I don't think you can have a song that's going from 0 to 100 real fucking quick and just slowly be going, you know, rising, becoming a club banger, whatever, whatever. And then like other shit just bring it down. You just have to let it do that. And then it just drops off because it's not like these kids are listening to this song and then they're listening to the album and this is sick. I love this, whatever. I don't really see that going on. So I don't think another external influence like an Eminem can bring his voice in and tone it down. I think just the premise of that is it goes up and it just those songs just fizzle out. You know what I mean? And then when J. Cole wants to drop an album or these guys that actually talk to this generation, Kendrick wants to drop an album, then it's like, oh shit, like this album's out. We got to listen to this, right? But a lot of that stuff kind of just happens when those big artists aren't dropping stuff. So I don't think Eminem's makes for a great album. It's probably one of his better albums now. But I don't think what he's saying is really going to do anything in terms of...
Do you think that someone who's listening to like 6ix9ine or like Little Pump, do you think they're waiting for Kendrick too? Like, do you think it's the same crowd? Like the Migos crowd?
No, I don't think so. I think it's different in that context too. Yeah. But there's definitely people that will know most of the main songs that are like bumping. And then, but they're definitely just waiting on, because what are you going to driving to work bumping 6ix9ine? Maybe like once in a while, but normally you're probably going to be bumping some shit, right?
Well, probably anyone playing 6ix9ine is not worried about work, man. They're probably worried about getting back from the turn up last night, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's two things I want back in my life. The G Unit and the new G Unit game. That's all I want, man.
I remember that G-Unit game.
But in 10 years, in 10 years, what do you think would be playing more? Gucci Gang or Ride With Me by Nelly?
What, Ride With Me?
Yeah, by Nelly.
That's already Nelly on like classic oldies, so that'll but be it's so around hard forever. To say,
you know the, you can't, Bell, you know the worst thing is when you're... I went for lunch today, right? And I guess there's... You know how they just play music in the background, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, it's like hits from yesterday... yesterday and today or yesterday in the past or something like that, and it's just like five songs in a row. You're like, yo, I remember that track.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like, yo, this is my life right now. I became one of them.
That's just it, right? Just like like the old oldies. Yeah. Your parents told your parents like turn that off. Yeah, man, I want to hear what's new.
Like What Up Gangster by 50 Cent. Fuck, that was crazy.
Crazy.
Those are crazy.
Man, they play that shit in the club, man, nowadays. You will fucking shut it down.
Nah, man, yeah, that's
the just corks it from the wine would just explode, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Thirst World Problems, and we're bringing you that friction. In this segment, we're going to be hitting you with those twisted questions, the ones that hurt feelings, start fights, and leave you wondering, what would you do if you were in that situation? So sit back, relax, and get ready to lose your shit.
Boys, we got another friction here. Here's the situation. You and the squad, you're out for a crazy weekend. You guys rented a houseboat, having fun.
It's called a yacht.
A yacht. Oh, you got money like that? All right. You guys are on a yacht, just living it up. You're also partying around another crew. They're out for a wild time. They've got a yacht. You got a yacht. Booze is flowing back and forth. Someone brought some fireworks. Time is just nice. You guys are hopping between boats. Life is good. All of a sudden, you start to hear a whistle. Fireworks are starting to pop. Someone left something like a candle or some shit like that close to the fireworks. They explode and they're going off. Boat gets trashed.
It's a tragedy, man.
Boat next to you gets trashed. You guys barely get out of there, but you're able to hop on a lifeboat. So it's you and four other of your friends and strangers on this lifeboat. Well, let's say strangers, not your friends. On this lifeboat. And unfortunately for you, in your lifeboat, there's a hole. Okay? So you're quick. You do a little math.
Put your penis in there.
Try to get a little fish glory hole.
We don't want to use that terminology, man. We're not going that far and say that.
You put your dick in there and use it as a paddle, man. Is what you're trying to say.
Okay,
guys. Answer is yes.
All right, Nick likes to go and try a few different things, man. He's adventurous.
Okay, go on.
All right, so yeah, there's a hole in the lifeboat that you're on. You and four other people are in there. You guys figure out that if four of you bail the water while one of you rests for 5 minutes and then joins the crew and you keep rotating the rester like that, you could probably stay afloat for about 6 hours. So hopefully someone can come and rescue you by then. Okay? That makes sense? Everyone's following along? All right. So the next thing is, while you're taking your first break, you notice that your best friend is in a boat with only three other people. So there's only four people in that boat. And he's like, yo, our boat is fine. Like, why don't you swim over here and give us a hand? Right? Like, you can just chill in our boat. You don't even have to bail water. The problem is, if you leave, those guys are only going to be able to stay afloat for like 2 hours as opposed to the 6 hours they could if you stay and you help bail. But the other boat is perfectly fine. You're going to be able to stay up indefinitely. What do you do? B. What do you do?
Me personally would probably, well, yeah, that's a good question, because just because if you stay doesn't mean you're, it's not the same situation. You might only last 6 hours, right?
That's it. If you stay, yeah. There's no guarantee that you're going
to. Yeah, why if I go to the other boat and then the other boat fucking.
The other boat's.
You're on that. Why if you're on the other boat and you force that glory hole in there too, fuck. Then what happens?
Well, I guess it depends if anything's swimming by.
What? What are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean something swims by?
You're saying if you go in the other boat and you force a glory hole.
Essentially, I'm saying if the other. Essentially, I'm saying is if the other boat gets a hole as well.
The other boat is fine.
Yeah, but once I say the situation of I'm going to say that the next step is going to be that the fucking the other boat has a hold out, man. So what, are you doing here, man?
So let's answer this scenario, one scenario at a time, man.
Yeah, I'd probably stay at the boat, man.
Stay and help bail?
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Nick?
I'd go rest my eyes in the other boat.
Take the sure bet.
Because there's no guarantee it's 6 hours.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah, that's true. I changed my answer.
He influenced you.
Eh? That's true. I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna risk feel
my
bad?
Life. I'm not just gonna. I don't care, man. About feeling bad, man. I'm not gonna risk my whole life to.
I think end of the day, when it comes to something like
why
this,
why wouldn't you do something good
if,
for yourself?
If it's
right?
if it's somebody that's, if it's your friends or family that's so there with you, they're first than anybody else. No offense, right? But if you're if it's just a random people, then okay, yeah. Then, like, obviously you're just equal level. But you got to treat those people first priority rather than anything else, right? So you want, if they're telling you, hey, come with us, you'll be safe on this boat. Okay, yeah, I'll go on here. Doesn't mean the other guys, like, maybe the other people will be like, fuck this, my buddy's on that boat, I'm going to go help him out.
But also, one thing you got to take into account is the people that you're on the boat with currently are just strangers.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was getting at.
There you go. And now,
yeah, so fuck that.
Time for a twist.
Yeah, here it goes. Now the other boat, fucking Bell Glory holds that shit, and now fucking same situation.
So here's the situation. On the other boat, instead of your best friend is on the same boat as you. Okay, so he's on the one that where you've got to bail the water. But you have two brothers on the other boat, and they're telling you there's room for one of you. Come over here. What do you do in this scenario?
Well, are these two boats like going separate places or something?
Is there enough room?
Or are they just floating in the same area?
They're just floating in the same area.
I would just stay for the 6 hours. I would just be like, I got to help these guys paddle so they can stay afloat the longest, because the other boat's not even. At that point, you got to work together, man. There's not only one scenario. I'd be like, I got to help paddle this boat get the water out of there or whatever until it's 6 hours. If someone saves us, that's fine. If not, then I'm fucking coming over there, man. That's the gist of it, right? Hey, there, man.
Here's the thing. I'll let Nick finish, and then we'll get back to that.
Say that again.
So you have two brothers on the other boat. There's room for one person.
Yeah.
You and your best friend are on the boat that's sinking.
Yeah.
Okay. You're on your break right now, right? So the other guys are too busy bailing water to realize that there's room in the other boat.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is your opportunity. If you're going to leave, this is your opportunity, because like B's saying, you might be able to try to wait it out till your next break or towards the end of the 6 hours, but there's no guarantee that that spot won't be filled by then, right?
Right, right, right.
So your brothers are telling you, hey, come over. We got the space now. Now's the time to come over.
You would have to make a really good solid case of why you deserve to go on that side to those other people. Because okay. They're probably going to give you a solid reason. Well, I should be on there.
That's right. So right now, they haven't noticed that your brothers are like, hey, we got space for one.
And who's with me on my current
your boat? Best friend.
Yeah, I'd go with my brothers.
B sticking with what you got?
Yep.
All right, so B's going to stay and help bail. And
well, yeah, if we're all in the same spot, it's not like, oh, I jump in another boat and we're going right to shore, right? Like, the normal humanitarian thing is to help both fucking boats stay afloat as long as you can.
How do you
respond? Is it not?
How do you respond to that, Nick?
Right? And then if that one goes down, are my brothers going to say, no, fuck you? I don't fucking think so, right? Like,
have you met my brothers?
And what happens if that spot's taken by the time?
But well, that spot's only spot taken by it's only either by, taken by there's you. Only me, either me or the other two people.
Well, it's your best friend, and then the three other people. Like you're the fifth person, I guess. But whatever, like one of those other people.
Well, obviously, I'd be first priority to them. I hope.
Would they throw? So if while you're bailing water, one of the other strangers swims over. Are they not going to? Or who says to say the other two people on there with your brothers won't be like, hey, that's my friend or that's my sister or that's whoever.
That's how like people die. People die over this shit.
Oh, for sure it does.
Right.
That's why I'm asking you how do you respond when he says that the humane thing to do is to stay in the bail water?
Well, I'm not saying to stay in bail water and die. I'm saying stay bail water.
As long as you can.
As long as you can to make sure both have the maximum effort to survive. And if not, I'm fucking dipping to the other boat straight up.
Because when you're in survival mode, who knows what everyone's thinking? Who knows what your best friend's thinking?
I don't know. I might have tipped the boat and then sailed.
You know what I mean? Who knows? Like the only people, again, the only people you can really trust are probably like family. Yeah, probably some friends like that are really close to you. But at the end of the day, like everyone's trying to survive, right? So even in matters of, killing somebody just to survive, would you do it? I'm going to friction your ass right now. Would you do it?
Yeah, just go back to episode five.
Okay,
go back to episode 5.
He's going to try to put me off.
Kill someone in the stairwell.
Don't worry about it.
If you were on that boat.
If I was on that boat and another.
And you felt like you were getting threatened by someone on that same boat, would you try to do something first or would you wait until the action occurred and then do something?
Nah, preemptive strike. If you felt like you knew that one of those people were like envious of your position or were coming to get you or were going to try to drown you or perhaps ruin the boat in general, just think all it would take is for one person to like lose their shit and like be like, oh, I need to get on that boat. I know everyone's going to leave me and stop helping you. And then your survival rating goes down and not only yours, but your survival rating of your best friend and the other people that are on that boat goes down in 2 hours because this person freaked out about an opportunity that you didn't take. Mm-hmm. So that person, it has to be a got to go situation. I mean, I think what I'd look to do is if there was someone really young on the boat, probably send them over. Okay. I'm about 95% sure I'd send them over. If there's someone real old.
Why only 95%?
Why only 95? Because they might be like a little smart ass that listens to like 6ix9ine or something. Then they can go down with us.
You're fucked. It's a decent answer. But why if the old guy was like.
There's always an old guy when it comes to survival.
Old guy's going to stay.
Survival movies.
He's lived a good life, man.
Survival movies or just in general. There's always like one old dude who just holds everyone back.
What if the old guy was like, oh, my wife only has 6 days to live. We've been married for 50 years and that's what the doctor said, so I need to make it back, then what's your decision?
He's going to have to, like, rose that thick. That's going to be Titanic on there.
See, this guy, man, doesn't answer the question. Starts making jokes, man.
I'm telling you, I'm going to leave. He's going to stay. The younger people have to get off, man. They can live their lives. We go down with the ship.
My first question would be, is who watches the NFL?
Do you watch NFL? You gotta go. Damn Trump support.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ Thirst World Pod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.